Back with a Dream Team interview today on Regional Radio, where you're catching up with a junior Dream Teamer from Valley Catholic, an offensive, defensive lineman and linebacker, jack of all trades, and Brendan Meyer making the Dream Team. Brendan, congrats on making the Dream Team. How do you feel about stepping into some exclusive company?
It's a great feeling.
And you know, you can add into the fact that it's pretty nice when the three of your teammates go in with you, right?
Yeah.
So, being an offensive lineman, defensive lineman, you don't always get the stats that look as good as this many touchdowns, but there are some numbers for you this year that really tell the story. 90 tackles, 20 of those were for a loss, 6 sacks, and definitely an anchor on that line that put up serious yards. What's it like to be, one of the guys on that line that led to a great season statistically?
Feels great. I mean, we just got to keep working harder for next year.
Yeah, and for next year, you guys will have a couple of you coming back, a few graduating, and I want to know, playing through this season, being a junior, and you have a couple of seniors that have been through the ringer for Valley Catholic, what was it like to watch those guys and then kind of match their level of play by the end of the season?
It was a good feeling. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
kind of hard to summarize, you know, when you have an experience like that and you have a bunch of guys that end up being almost brotherly in the sense that you have to account for them, you have to trust them in every scenario. Were you guys a pretty close group on the team this year?
Yeah. During the season, we got closer and we started to be good friends off and off and on the field.
Makes it a whole lot easier, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So looking at y'all's season, you guys double-digit wins once again. What are some of the things that you can look at from this season and say, man, that was awesome? It's something I'm definitely going to remember for a long time. What was your favorite moment?
I don't know, just being able to go out there and have fun with my team. I don't know if there's really a game that I like the best, but
all right, let me ask this question since you were an offensive and a defensive lineman. For you, if you had to pick one, what's better? Get in the backfield and lighten up a quarterback for a sack, or being on the offensive line and grabbing a defensive end and just pancaking him? What do you prefer?
I prefer defense and getting the sack.
Is it because you'd rather lay the hit?
Yeah, and I just prefer defense.
I'm going to flip it. I'm curious about the offensive line for Valley Catholic. Guys graduate in high school. You'll have a different combination of linemen year in and year out. How difficult is it to kind of really mesh well and become one unit with 5 linemen? How difficult was that?
It takes time. Eventually, it just happens. Just have to keep working at it. Like during camp, first couple games, still not all the way, but eventually it just happens.
You know, watching some Valley Catholic football games and being able to broadcast some of those, something that I'm always envious of for you guys playing for Valley is playing in front of the crowd, having that kind of support behind you guys game in and game out. What's that like to know that a whole town is behind you guys?
It helps a lot. I mean, they like when they cheer loud, it helps knowing that they're there. And
how nice is it to be able to carry that on, to be able to be a part of Valley Catholic football?
It feels great.
So you finish up the junior season this year. We talked some crazy defensive numbers, but you were the mainstay in the offensive line this year. For a team that almost had 5,000 yards on the season. I mean, those are outrageous numbers. What was that? I mean, how did you guys do it?
We just had to work together and all had to do our jobs.
And, you know, a lot of that starts with the coaching staff. And you got a guy like Coach Nagger that really, really knows the game of football and really knows the work ethic side of it. What's it like to play for a guy like him?
Awesome. All the coaches are great. You know what they're doing. They know what drills to put us through so we can succeed.
And I imagine it's got to be nice to know that if you have a question, you can go to coach and he's going to give you an answer and probably more than you expected.
Yeah, they do.
Did you have any instance like that this year where maybe something wasn't going well or things were a little bit off and coach kind of helped you out a little bit?
Just maybe if I didn't know, like, who to block on a certain play, like if they brought a certain blitzer or somebody.
And that's some of the stuff that, you know, Coach Nagger really knows, the ins and outs of football like that. Looking next to your senior season next year, what do you want to get better at?
You got to work on being a team and getting more excited, I guess.
Oh, I can't imagine it'll take too much to get you guys excited when football season rolls back around.
Yep.
Brendan, is there anything that you wanted to mention or anybody you wanted to say thank you to for helping you out throughout the season?
I'd like to thank all the coaches, my teammates, my friends, my mom, sister, brother, and then my dad looking over me from heaven.
Brendan, I appreciate you setting some time aside and talking with us. I look forward to seeing how you develop in the off season, and look forward to seeing you come back ready to go for your senior year.
All right, thanks.
Once again, Dream Team athlete Brendan Meyer from Valley Catholic joining us on Regional Radio.